7:18 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, the original All-Star panelist Crom Carmichael. On the newsmaker line, the very brave Neil W. McCabe, the national political editor for the Star News Network and the Tennessee Star, the very best Washington journalist in the country. He was on the front lines yesterday with 20,000 pro-choice protesters all surrounding him as he was broadcasting for the Star News Network and on War Room and also on Frank Speech last night. Good morning, Neil. Did you survive the evening?
Yeah, it was really something. As things got a little hairy, I was thinking about your old friend, Lord Tennyson, who wrote about the Light Brigade, Into the Valley of Death rode the 600.
You reported all day there. We have a live broadcast. We've got that capability now at the Tennessee Star and the Star News Network. You'll start to see it, actually, as we unveil our live video capabilities over the next month or so. We'll be doing actually state and local news from Nashville and then expanding beyond. But you'll always be on because you've got the best take on what's going on in Washington, D.C. So describe how the day went. What was your day like yesterday outside the Supreme Court? Start with your first appearance on War Room with Stephen K. Bannon. That was like 10 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, well, I actually got to the Supreme Court around 7, and first person I bumped into that I recognized was Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly, who was sort of walking around and just sort of checking it out. He was basically looked like he had just finished the run. He had a ball cap on, and it almost seemed like he was trying to gauge the public reaction, you know, maybe to decide what his position will be. You know, we went on with Steve Bannon, and, you know, at that point, the pro-life guys were being pretty aggressive. It was maybe 50% pro, 50% against abortion. You know, throughout the afternoon, Students for Life were very, very active. They would break into the pro-abortion demonstrations and sort of shout them down, and at one point really drove them off the field. But around 5 o'clock during a break, I took a look around because there was one particular pro-life student protester I wanted to interview, and I made a small circle and then I made a larger circle, and I couldn't find her and I couldn't find anybody. And by 6 and 7 o'clock, there were about 20,000 pro-abortion protesters, and if there were any pro-life protesters there, I didn't see them. And I was looking. It was crazy.
So I found your 7 o'clock interview on Frank Speech. You know, it was like a 15-minute interview, and the crowds were huge. And there you were, surrounded, and trying to get the word out. What was that like? Did you feel like you were in any physical danger, Neil W. McCabe?
Well, obviously, Mike, if somebody had tried anything, I would have gotten on my hind legs. They would have been in physical danger, but the only danger, Michael, was the danger to the truth, and they were interfering with my lens, and they were trying to block me from talking into my microphone. It just became impractical, but we sort of drove through it, and it was pretty exciting. Of course, my gallant videographer Anthony was along for the ride.
Now, was there other than the little altercations you're describing with yourself, was there violence with any of the police, Capitol Hill police, who are Supreme Court police who are on duty?
Yeah, law enforcement officers were very, very omnipresent. You saw both Supreme Court, you saw Capitol Hill, you saw bike police, you saw guys on foot. Around 6 o'clock, they arrested one guy who was sort of on my side. Around 6:30, they arrested four people who were on the other side. What they did was they created these bicycle rack barricades, and they created a neutral zone in the middle, directly in front of the Supreme Court. So people were forced to be on the left or the right. But what ended up happening is that split the pro and the anti on the left and the right. So it's like one side didn't belong to the other. And so that had the effect is you never got a concentrated mob.
Anil W. McCabe, the national political editor for the Tennessee Star and the Star News Network. Here's a question for you. So this unprecedented leak of a draft opinion never happened in the history before. Has really, really rocked the court. It was leaked to the German-owned Politico late Monday night. One of the co-authors, Josh Bernstein, had interviewed coincidentally in 2017, a fellow who now clerks for Justice Sotomayor, Amit Jain. Now, the marshal is going to be, U.S. Marshal has been instructed by the justice to see who could have leaked it. I guess there are 45 possibilities, the nine justices and their 36 law clerks. That's 45 people. How will that investigation proceed? And will Amit Jain be the first guy who gets a lie detector test?
Well, it can go two ways, right? The NSA and the deep state or whatever, they know exactly who did this and they know exactly what went down. Like, they have all the WhatsApps, all the text messages. Like, so in the surveillance state that we live in today, someone knows exactly what happened. And the question is, are they going to do anything about it or not? A lot of times what they have to do is the intelligence agencies will have the evidence. They give it to law enforcement. In this case, it would probably be the Justice Department. And then they do what's called parallel construction, where they basically, using the information from the, unconstitutionally captured surveillance, basically they then build a case using that. Saying, okay, now we know where to look. And it takes time to build that case. Maybe the guy comes forward and says, I did it, and I'm glad I did it. I think it's important to note that whoever did this waited until after oral arguments were done because they were aware that it would create a complete breach of trust inside that room where you have nine justices who really have to get along with each other at a certain level. I think it also points to the complete breakdown of Chief Justice John Roberts' control of this court. He is someone who has bent over backwards, or bent over forwards, however you want to phrase it, to help out the left and the Democrats, especially I'm thinking about Obamacare, but I'm also thinking about transgender rights. I'm thinking about when he helped knock down the Louisiana anti-abortion law, and this is how the left thanks him. So I think there's a lot of internal dynamics that are at play in the court. And if it turns out that this was Sotomayor's clerk, you got to wonder, is this going to push Roberts into the conservative camp more so? Or does the court just continue to spin out of control?
Yeah, we don't know yet. There is a coincidence about that one particular law clerk, but that's probably where the first questions will go. You said something important there. You said oral arguments are over. Does that mean that there will be no more oral arguments presented this session for the Supreme Court on any case? Is that the understanding?
1 minute.
Right. So, there could be emergency orders or other situations that come up as the court handles it. Obviously, the court is available to do that. But for the structured, scheduled oral arguments are now complete. And now we basically have to wait until the end of June, perhaps the first week of July. Because what happens is first they hold a vote. And in this case with Roe v. Wade overturning with Dobbs, it was 5-4. Or I guess it was 5-3 with Roberts abstaining. And at that point, they basically decided, okay, you guys write the majority, you guys write the dissent, and when each side is done writing that decision is then circulated among the nine, and that's where the horse trading begins.
And they're in the process of horse trading right now. Last question for you, Neil W. McCabe.
Sure.
30 seconds. What advice would you, Neil W. McCabe, give to the leaker right now?
I think the best plan for him is to step forward and say, yeah, I did it, and I'm glad I did it, because otherwise it's just gonna drag out. They will get him. People will get him.
Or her.
People already know who he is. So it'll ruin his legal career, but he'll be a celeb and he'll never buy a drink again.
All right. Neil W. McCabe, the best Washington correspondent in the country. Thanks for that very, very insightful analysis. Have a great day up there in Washington, Neil.
Good, guys.
All right. We'll be back with more after this.